reached, I think it's a milestone, actually, because you've got the medals available now and you brought some in with you. They look absolutely fantastic. 1,500 medals, 500 gold, 500 silver and 500 bronze.
Yes, they're all up for grabs and we're encouraging everybody to get online and to register. They've got an opportunity, one of the 1,500 medals. It incorporates the logo of the Tasmanian Masters Games, and we have three colours in that, in blue, magenta and gold.
Yeah.
Which incorporates what we're doing also on our polo shirts with an embroidered logo, and they're also available online. So well and truly on our way to creating something special for the Northwest Coast and Tasmania.
Well, you know it's real. You know it's happening when you come into the studio with a handful of medals there. You know that this is it's exciting, isn't it?
It is, especially when they arrived and, yeah. You know, it's sported a couple around my neck, felt like Mr. T, but it's great that you see that and the colours and the design of the medals, tremendous, and the lanyards featuring Tasmania Masters Games as well. It's something special and we're hoping that people can come along and have some fun and also compete and win a piece of memorabilia for the Tasmania Masters Games.
The polo shirts, you don't get them just for registering. You have to actually buy them online, but they're available online now.
They're available online.
And they look very good too, I've got to say.
Oh, thank you. They're black with a piping royal blue, or sky blue, I should say, trim. And there's limited supply of those, of course. Mm. Being our first one, we didn't over-order them. So you need to get on there as quickly as possible and order your size, and we'll have them ready for you when you go to the accreditation centre.
Okay, and you've got 500 medals in each category, gold, silver and bronze, and you're hoping for around about 500 athletes across the, is it 25 sports now?
It's about 23 sports at the moment, yes. We've got some really good numbers in a couple of them, which is great, including interstate visitors. We've also got some sports which are struggling a little bit for numbers, and now's the time to get on board and register, so it gives the confidence to the sports that they can create a competition.
Name and shame them then so we can get people to to roll up for
it. Well, badminton's struggling at the moment, yep. And I think because there's a couple of interstate events going on around mm-hmm. the same time,
yep.
And plus that you know, people go over there and people come to here. So we're certainly looking at that. We're hoping that 10-pin bowling starts to ramp up shortly. Mountain biking also. We've got wonderful tracks at Penguin and Wild Mersey up at Railton.
Yep.
So we've got the facilities. We've got the medals. So we just need the people to get online now. And as we know, Tasmanians are notoriously slow to...
Aren't we what?
...register. And look, there was about 2,500 Tasmanians that went to the Australian Masters Games.
In 2017?
In 2017. Yep. So even if we half that,
yeah,
you know, 500 is not a big ask.
No.
Especially when you start looking at teams for softball, netball, basketball and soccer. There's an opportunity there to run a competition and a good opportunity to win a medal.
Yeah, and if you're a mountain biker or a 10-pin bowler or a badminton player, get off your bum and register, because you've only got till the end of September, so the registrations actually close a good 3 weeks before the Games.
It has to close 3 weeks before the Games because the organising sports need to be able to roster the competition,
yep, sure.
Organise themselves. And
get officials and referees and umpires and whatever you need, yeah.
Exactly. So we need to give them a bit of lead time for that.
And volunteers too.
And certainly volunteers. Mm. Now, the accreditation centre, where we're asking participants to come into Marketplace to confirm they're...
In Devonport.
Yep. Confirm that they're there, and we'll give them a welcome bag full of goodies, which includes... an embroidered cap with the logo on it as well, and some local vouchers for businesses, etc. And we hope that they take that away and enjoy what's going on offer for the region.
Yeah, now I guess you're getting down to the point of, you know, as you said, the sports need to organise their rosters, but there's things going on around that, like registration. There's a welcoming ceremony on the Friday night. There's a few things that you've got that you're planning for as well now.
Yes, there's a lot on. The welcome event on Friday night is for all participants, partners of the Games to come along,
yep.
Enjoy live music, might have a couple of beers as well. I mean, it's fairly common that it's compulsory to have a beer before you walk out and play a game of sport.
Is that right? Okay.
Well, in my experience,
yeah.
Which adds to the camaraderie around this type of events, and it is special, and it is about socialising with other people from around the state and interstate and even internationally. So the welcome event, live music at Marketplace on the Friday night, staying around about 6 o'clock, and everybody who has a volunteer or participant pass will be able to get in there free.
Yeah, okay. Now, on the Friday, you'll actually be starting competition on the Friday as well.
Yes, some sports are starting on the Thursday,
really?
Friday.
Yep. Getting value for money for their participants.
Value for money for their participants. And it goes all the way through to Sunday. And I think mountain biking starts at 8 a.m. on Sunday at Wild Mersey, from memory. So that'll be an interesting one to go to. Wood chopping is on Sunday as well at Exeter Showground.
Yep.
And the Burnie 10, of course, which will be a huge event. And we're part of that as well. And we're expecting a lot of people to rock up for that.
I spoke to the race director, Richard Welsh, a few weeks ago, and how that'll work is that if you're in the Masters Games, it's like a 10,000-metre event for you, for your age group, so you can you get your finishing medal for the Burnie 10, but you could also get a medal for the Masters Games depending on where you fit into your age group.
A double banger there for
yes.
the Burnie 10,
yeah.
and what a great event to have involved with the Tasmanian Masters Games. And, you know, it's great that we have six municipalities that are involved, so we're sharing the love. There's accommodation, there's plenty of eateries around the place, and for people to come up not only to enjoy the fun and fair that we have to offer, they get to play a little bit of sport at the same time.
Yeah, it's going to be a fantastic event. It's on the 20th to the 23rd of October, is that right?
That's correct.
Yep.
And the show jumping, though, is on the following Sunday because they couldn't fit it in, so we've allowed that to go because it's more of a specialised sport. And that's also at Burnie Agriplex, I think it's called.
Oh, that's the new home of the Burnie Show, which is up Ridgely Road on the highway there.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
I hope I pronounced it correctly.
Agriplex, yeah, that's
Agriplex,
what it is. Yeah.
I'm sort of coming from memory for a lot. There's a lot going on, as I said, and it's just exciting that we're coming to the real pointy end now, and we just got to get people to, you know, press that button, come on, register and compete and have some fun.
Going to be an awesome 4 days. Steve, thanks for coming in this morning. I really appreciate it. We'll catch up again, no doubt, as it gets a bit closer. But thank you once again for coming in today.
Thanks, Martin.